Hello again to everybody. I made a mistake at the end. I just want to correct it. We were quoting Rav Weizenfeld on page 45, and I said at the end, if one did change, not to make a bracha, but it's not like that. You have to make a bracha because of the fact, he brings on just real quickly at the end, like we quoted in Sabbath, just real quickly to read it again. However, most poskim do maintain that even if the courtyard is used, going from caravan to caravan, from one motorhome to another, it's still like going from house to house, and a new bracha will be required in order to continue eating. So one should be careful not to do that, because l'chor you would need a new bracha. The only time not is just to clear it up, whenever one can see the original location, whenever one can see his original place of eating from the new location, then he does not need to recite a new bracha when he continues to eat in the new place, because that's a suffix bracha, because of those poskim who hold there's still a connection when you can still see the place. But if you cannot see the place, even in the case of the motorhome, one would l'chayra need a new bracha. It's a new rishus. You go from my rishus. You can't just walk into my house. You can't just walk into my motorhome, right? So you would need a new bracha, excluding those, like we mentioned, those couple of paiskim, but l'maisa, most of the paiskim do hold, you need a new bracha, and one should be careful not to change motorhomes if they are in such a situation. Sometimes people go on camping trips and so on. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha kol tuv.